Christian women's basketball team punished for opposing trans players wins Canadian tournament. By Warner Todd Houston on March 16, 2025. A women's basketball team from a Christian college in Canada has battled back against stifling odds to win its championship after being sanctioned by the league for opposing transgender athletes. Columbia Bible College, CBC, in Abbotsford, British Columbia, has faced stiff criticism and harsh punishments for refusing to play and forfeiting games against Vancouver Island University over its inclusion of transgender player Harriet McKenzie. In one case, the team's criticism spurred the Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association, CCAA, to dismiss the school's ability to host the national tournament. The league officials also accused CBC of violating the civil rights of the trans player. The team's refusal to play VU became a controversial action in the CSA's national tournament in a country where national laws require schools to allow transgender players to play any sport they wish under their assumed gender. Despite all that, on Saturday, CBC won the CSA Women's Basketball National Championship, beating St. Mary's University 77-70 to win its first ever national title, according to Fox Sports. CBC was not the only one to protest the transgender player. Many women's sports advocates in Canada protested when McKenzie was named an All-Canadian for the second time and won PacWest Tournament MVP honors. In 2023, McKenzie was also the Conference Player of the Year. However, the Christian College was the tip of the spear for criticism aimed at McKenzie, and a season-long feud broke out between VU and CBC after the trans player began making accusations that members of the Christian team were heard making negative comments. McKenzie, for instance, claimed that CBC head coach Taylor Claggett railed at VU and said in an argument that McKenzie shouldn't be allowed to play. Later, McKenzie said members of CBC hard-fouled him, seeking to cause injury, an accusation that coach Claggett denied. Claggett and the CBC players said their problem was not based on McKenzie as a person but solely on the safety of female athletes in their sport. Meanwhile, VU issued a full-throated defense of McKenzie, Fox Sports previously reported. Intimidation, harassment and discrimination have no place in athletics, VU said. VU stands in full support of our student athletes and affirms the right of all athletes to compete in an environment that prioritizes their safety and well-being. For its part, CBC blasted claims that the school or its players are a threat to anyone. CBC also slammed McKenzie for personal attacks, defamatory comments, and comments that incite violence against Coach Claggett. Videos and letters posted by members of the VU women's basketball team over the past 3 months have directly violated multiple rules stated in Article 17.2 of the manual. Various posts have included personal attacks, defamatory comments, lack of respect towards the PacWest and led to comments that incite to violence and or hatred directed at our coach, the school said, according to Fox News. Any and all allegations made by VU players regarding our team and coach should have been directly communicated to PacWest officials alone. They should not have been uploaded publicly to social media. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.